Why habits are hard to break and the 1 degree shift. This is the second article of three parts. So following on from part one, from the first part of this three-part series, why habits are hard to break, the next point I want to make is that humans want quick and positive step change. All of us want that. We're very interested in the quick fix, and we're very interested in making positive changes as soon as possible. We're really looking for a 90-degree shift, and as soon as we can get it, we'll be happy. So we all want the quick fix, and it's human nature to gravitate towards comfort and ease. For example, anyone who says they truly like change actually is lying. And most, if not all of us, would probably, if offered the choice of achieving something worthwhile with less or more effort, we'll take the option of less effort. Western civilization tends to promote the quick fix, which is really either quick or a fix. Wanting the quick fix in itself is not necessarily a bad thing, but having the expectation of a quick fix that isn't realistic can be very demotivating and depressing. Just coming back to this whole area of gravitating towards comfort and ease, it's not all bad. There is a body of thought that indicates that in the fairly recent past, somewhere probably between 20 and 30,000 years ago, that the entire global population of humans got down to something around about 20 to 25,000 people, which sounds like a lot, but across the globe it wasn't actually very high at all. And in fact, it was arguable that whether the population was going to be viable from a breeding point of view. And it's undoubtedly the case in that body of research that it was the leading towards comfort and ease that caused enough humans to stay in caves and keep out of the cold, to in fact enable the whole species of which we're a part, humans, to survive. So comfort and ease isn't necessarily a bad thing, but when we're looking in terms of why habits are hard to break and moving things forward, we need to understand this stuff. So the truth is that 90 degree changes, even if they're possible, and in fact they're very difficult to achieve, don't last due to the law of vacuum. And this is what I talked about in the first three articles. Nature simply won't allow a habit to die and not be replaced by another habit. And what nature will do is simply drag us back towards the state that we started in unless we utilize an almost superhuman will daily, each and every day for the rest of our lives. And really, simply, that's beyond most of us. So moving on from that, because of the laws around habit and law of vacuum doesn't change, then 90-degree changes don't work either. So we can actually see this in ourselves. We can see that 90-degree changes don't work, and few of us can manage such major change in the first place. So now we're coming on to some better news. The good news is that a far smaller change is actually all that is needed, as long as the change relates to things that really need to be changed. So I call the smaller change a 1 degree shift. A 1 degree shift is far easier and more realistic to achieve because A, the effort to make the change is much less, and B, the law of vacuum is so weak that it is much easier to maintain that change. So let's look at the key elements around a 1 degree change being all that is possible and all that is needed. So there are two components here. First is that the 1 degree shift is both easier to achieve and easier to maintain. And the second is that by going through the exercise of identifying effective work in one of my earlier articles, then the 1 degree changes that you want to achieve regarding yourself and or your team and or your business relate solely to the effective work drivers within your business. It's this combination of the 1 degree shift apply to the effect of work that is absolutely critical. So the good news is that the right 1 degree changes at the right time are all that is needed to change and transform a business, as long as it's focused on effective work. I am continually surprised, if not amazed, at the positive difference in business performance that happens as a result of the right 1 degree changes being made, particularly if these changes are well spaced out and are ongoing over time. These 1 degree changes are the underlying driver of sustainable improvement in any person, any team, and any business. 1 degree changes literally change lives for the better and on a sustainable basis. in terms of how to action these 1 degree changes, that is what, when, and how, I'm going to cover those actions in the third part of this article series. Thank you very much.